A mother dies. In her wake, she leaves two estranged children, a frozen cake, and a cassette tape that will shatter everything they thought they knew. When Byron and Benny Bennett meet in their mother's attorney's office after 8 years of bitter silence, they expect paperwork and property division. Instead, they receive Eleanor Bennett's voice from beyond death, confessing that their entire childhood was built on lies. The woman they called Mom was actually Coventina Covey Lincook, a Caribbean girl who faked her own death, assumed a stranger's identity, and spent 50 years searching for the daughter she was forced to give up. Oh, and there's one more thing. They have a sister they never knew existed, and they're supposed to share the black cake with her when the time is right. As Eleanor's recorded confession unfolds, the siblings must confront not only their mother's hidden past, but also the fractures in their own relationship and the question of whether family can be rebuilt from recipes and revelations. Byron and Benny are polar opposites. Byron, the golden child, became a celebrated marine scientist. TED Talks, research papers, a meticulously curated image shielding him from messy emotions. Benny chose vibrant artwork and freelance illustration in New York, deliberately distancing herself from the family that rejected her. 8 years ago, during a catastrophic Thanksgiving, she came out. Her father's condemnation and Byron's deafening silence drove her away. Their reunion crackles with discomfort. Byron physically recoils from her hug. When the attorney plays their mother's voice on an old cassette, Eleanor's apology lands like a blow. There's a sister out there, a daughter she gave up decades ago. Their conventional suburban life was carefully constructed theater, performed by two people who had systematically erased their past and created entirely new identities. Eleanor's recording reveals 16-year-old Covey, a competitive swimmer sold to violent gangster Little Man Henry by her gambling-addicted father. When Little Man dies from poisoning at their wedding reception, Covey escapes into Caribbean waters. Using forged documents, she flees to England and befriends Caribbean orphan Eleanor Ellie Douglas. After Ellie dies in a train accident, Covey assumes her identity, erasing Coventina Lincook forever. Sexual assault by her supervisor results in pregnancy. Nuns pressure her to surrender daughter Matilda for adoption, a loss haunting her for 50 years through dreams of empty prams. Eleanor later reconnects with island sweetheart Gibbs Grant in London, now reinvented as Bert Bennett. They emigrate to California, raise Byron and Benny, and conceal their true origins and Eleanor's first child. The black cake she bakes each Christmas becomes one of the few authentic remnants of her original identity. As Byron and Benny absorb their mother's narrative, they begin seeing their own struggles through a new lens. Byron, a black scientist in a white-dominated field, faces constant racial profiling, regular police stops, strategic car choices. The pressure of being a role model while fighting institutional barriers shaped him into someone who prizes control and perfection, perhaps because chaos feels too much like the life his parents fled. Benny's journey mirrors her mother's reinvention. After facing bullying in college for not fitting categories, not black enough, not white enough, not straight enough, not gay enough, she dropped out. When she came out during that disastrous Thanksgiving in 2010, her father's rejection and Byron's silence drove her into 8 years of exile, including an abusive relationship with Steve. Only now does she understand how her parents' rigid expectations stemmed from fear. Having sacrificed everything for stability, they couldn't comprehend why she'd reject opportunities they'd worked so hard to provide. Eleanor's message acknowledges these failures. "We may have made you feel you had to choose between being yourselves and having our support, which was never our intention." When Benny confesses Steve's abuse, Byron apologizes for his own failure to support her. This vulnerability marks a turning point, transforming them from adversaries into allies. The most startling revelation is Matilda, the daughter Eleanor searched for 50 years. Shortly before death, Eleanor found her in an online cooking video. Raised as Mabel Martin, but known professionally as Marble, she built a successful career as a food expert specializing in indigenous culinary traditions. Like Eleanor, Marble demonstrated remarkable adaptability, from Oxford art history scholar to acclaimed food writer to beloved television personality. When Mr. Mitch contacts Marble about Eleanor's death, she travels from London carrying a lifetime of questions. Byron maintains protective distance while Benny immediately attempts connection. Despite physical differences, they share unmistakable family traits, their mother's lopsided smile, a particular head tilt when thinking. In Eleanor's kitchen, they discover carefully preserved fruits for black cake with handwritten labels dating back years. After a private meeting with Mr. Mitch, Marble abruptly returns to the UK without explanation, leaving Byron and Benny confused and hurt. Though they debate eating their mother's black cake without her, they ultimately decide to wait, preserving it as both symbol of hope and testament to Eleanor's legacy of patience. Black cake serves as a metaphor for cultural identity throughout the novel. This traditional Caribbean dessert, rum-soaked fruitcake with roots in British plum pudding, transformed by Caribbean ingredients, represents the complex legacy the Bennets inherited. For Eleanor, making it was an authentic connection to her origins. The recipe contained no precise measurements, just ingredients and occasional verbs like cream, rub, mix, requiring learning through observation and instinct. After discovering her mother's true identity, Benny realizes black cake embodies mixed cultural heritage, Chinese, Caribbean, British influences baked into something unique. This understanding inspires her concept cafe, showcasing diaspora foods and mixed traditions. When Marble returns, the siblings fulfill Eleanor's wish by sharing the cake together. Inside, they discover treasures, a photograph of teenage Covey with Gibbs and Etta, wedding rings inscribed CNG, three cockle shells, and a note directing them to an ebony box containing gold medallions and a tortoiseshell comb, connecting to a centuries-old shipwreck and Caribbean enslavement history. These artifacts represent another inheritance layer, a material legacy connecting them to centuries of Caribbean history, including slavery's trauma and survivors' resilience. In the novel's final scene, a year after Eleanor's death, the extended family gathers to scatter her ashes, 3 miles off the California coast. After releasing the ashes into water, they crumble what remains of their mother's last black cake and let it fall as well. A fitting tribute to a woman whose life was defined by both sea and the traditions she carried across oceans. Black cake celebrates how we survive the unsurvivable and remake ourselves without losing what matters most. Eleanor's journey from Covey reveals that reinvention isn't deception, it's courage. This capacity passes to her children, who honor their complex heritage while defining themselves on their own terms. Byron balances scientific precision with emotional vulnerability. Benny weaves her queer identity with Caribbean heritage into art. Marble integrates her biological family without abandoning her adoptive parents, demonstrating how love expands rather than divides. The black cake symbolizes this resilience, a traditional recipe adapted across generations, ingredients transformed through time into something that nourishes and sustains. Eleanor gave her children both her true story and her black cake, providing ingredients to understand their past and freedom to create their futures. Identity flows continuously between past and present, between who we were born to be and who we choose to become. We all reinvent ourselves, choosing which parts of our inheritance to preserve, transform, and share. The question isn't whether we'll carry secrets or face impossible choices, it's whether we'll have the courage to leave behind something true that helps those who come after us understand that survival itself is an act of love.